This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, I just want to share with you a very short point because it's a very busy day for me preparing for Tisha B'Av. But this was something I was interested in. It's not really relevant to the actual sugya. It's more of a side point about somewhat of an interesting topic. The Gemara on Daf Kuf related two accounts, one of Rav Dimi and one of Rav Safra, that Rav Dimi's account was Rebbe Paskin like the Chachamim, that if Bezin is off by more than a sixth, the sale is off. And Pirta, the son of Rebbe Elazar, the son of Pirta, the grandson of Rav Pirta HaGadol, said as follows. And then there's a version of Rav Safra that Rebbe wanted to do like the Chachamim, and Pirta, the son of Rebbe Elazar, and Pirta, the grandson of Rav Pirta HaGadol, said, Im kein ma koyach bezdin yafa. So I was wondering who this person was. His name is Pirta. He's the son of Rebbe Elazar, who's the son in turn of Pirta. So this individual is named after his grandfather. But the grandfather, we say, Ben Benoy Shur Pirta HaGadol, is the grandfather the grandson of Pirta HaGadol, or is Pirta himself the grandson of Rav Pirta HaGadol? And when it says Benoy Shur Elazar, Ben Pirta, that grandfather Pirta is actually Rav Pirta HaGadol. Yeah, you hear my question? In other words, who's Rav Pirta HaGadol? The great-great-grandfather, or is just that another name for his grandfather? So I was learning Tosis, and I couldn't really make heads or tails what Tosis means. Right? You see the names in the Gemara? The Gemara says that Pirta, the son of Rabbi Lazar, Ben Pirta, and then it says, Ben Benoy Shura Pirta HaGadol. So is that the grandfather Pirta was the grandson of Rabbi Pirta HaGadol, or is the grandfather Pirta really Rav Pirta HaGadol? So Tosis doesn't really, it's not clear what Tosis means. If you look at the language of Tosis, Tosis says, Pirta Benoy Shor Belezer and Pirta Perish, Dahava Ben Benoy Shor Pirta HaGadol, who was the grandson of Rav Pirta HaGadol, Pirta Aviv Shor Belezer, Pirta, the father of Rav Belezer, who Zekeno Yishal Zeh, is the grandfather of this one.
It seems like Tosis is saying that Pirta was the grandson of Pirta HaGadol.
So how do you read the words? Pirta, Aviv Shor Belezer, Pirta, the father of Belezer, is the grandfather of this Pirta who made this statement. And who's Pirta HaGadol? To who Ben Benoy Shor Pirta HaGadol, that's referring to the grandfather, yeah? Okay, I have a very interesting sefer. It's called Halichos Olam. Halichos Olam is a sefer of Klalei Shas. You know who wrote it? Halichos Olam is written by Reb Yeshua ben Yosef, who, and the commentaries on it are Klalei HaGemara, written by Reb Yosef Karoy himself, the Shulchan Aruch, and Yavin Shmua, is Rav Shlomo Al-Ghazi. So Rav Shlomo Al-Ghazi, in his Klalei Shas, has what to say about this Tosis. Let me see if I could pull it up here. Why is this not working? One second. Share. Here. Okay. Yeah. Ksubis, Dav Kuf, Toysis, Ahadu Kamar Amr Lefana Pirta, Benoy Shor Belezer Ben Pirta Ben Benoy Shor Rav Pirta HaGadol, Vizel Ashayna, he quotes Toysis, Pirta, Benoy Shor Belezer Ben Pirta, Peirosh, Dehu Ben Benoy Shor Rav Pirta HaGadol. He is the grandson of Pirta HaGadol, namely Pirta of Shor Belezer Zekeno Shel Zeh. I guess the way you read Tosis is This Pirta is like this. Pirta Bemenesh Rosen Pirta. Perush. Dehu, he, who's he? He is Ben Benoy Shara Pirta Gadal. He is the grandson of Pirta Gadal. Who's the he? Pirta, who is the father of Rabbi Lezer, who's the grandfather of Pirta. He is the grandson of Rabbi Pirta Gadol. In other words, the grandfather of Pirta is the grandson of Rabbi Pirta Gadol. But Rav Shlomo Al-Ghazi says, Perush l'Perusha. Let me explain to you what Tosfos means. B'tchila kasu Pirta, Benoy Shav Lezer and Pirta, Perush. Dehu ben Benoy. Perush. De la Pirta ze hasheni, the second Pirta, meaning the grandfather, who ben Benoy Shav Pirta Gadol, is the grandson of Pirta Gadol. Ulfi ze masha amar ben Benoy Shav Pirta Gadol. Therefore, when the Gemara says he's the grandson of Pirta Gadol, loy koy ela Pirta Hasheni, it's going on the second Pirta. What? So the question is, why do I need a Tosfos here? What else could it mean? What else could it mean? Veloy tema, don't say deleka ela trei Rapirta. Don't say there are only two Rapirtas. Vahachi kamar, and this is what it means to say. Amar lefan of Rapirta. Rapirta said, Benoy shabrezer ben Pirta. The Hadar Mefarish, and then the Gemara is explaining the Pirta Harisha in the first Pirta, who Ben Benoy Shara Pirta Agadol. He's the grandson of Pirta Agadol, and we're calling Vikari Rapirta Agadol. We're calling Rapirta Agadol the Pirta Zakenai, Pirta his grandfather, who's Aviv Shabalazar. That's the other possible way to read it. That the grandfather is Rapirta Agadol. Why can't you say that? Dimkein lam hotzuch lemer ben benoy shara perta gadol. Why would I have to say the grandson of perta gadol? Vahavasagi, the name would be enough to say perta ben Rebelezer ben perta. Umamelo yadana dehu zakenai. I guess then it could have said that amar lefana perta benoy shara Rebelezer ben perta. It didn't have to say Ben Benoy Shel Rapirta Hagadol. It could have said he's Rapirta Hagadol, and we would know he's the grandfather. Elavade Dachi Kamar Benoy Shel Rablezer Ben Pirta. This is what it means: the son of Rablezer and Pirta Perush to have a Pirta Hazeh Hasheni. This second Pirta Ben Benoy Shel Rapirta Hagadol. Ukefizek Hasvu Oid. According to this reading, where the second Pirta, the grandfather of the first Pirta, is in turn the grandson of Pirta Gadol, the Kivan de Ben Benoisho Pirta, Kaya Pirta Sheni, Imkeim Amela de Pirta Aviv Shablazar, who's the Keno Shara Pirta Akatan, Vahava Tlosara Pirta. There are three Pirtas. Yeah, that's how we read it. Ukvar Efshu Lefarish Ibcha Betoisis. Now, comes the Yavin Shmu and he says, the truth is, you could have even learned Tosfos the other way. That what Tosfos means is the second Pirta is Rapirta Hagadol. I'm telling you what Tosfos means. Tosfos is explaining, don't say there are only two Pirtas, really there are three. That's how I'm understanding Tosfos. But I could have learned Tosfos that Tosfos is saying, don't say there are three, there are only twos. So we were right in not being absolutely clear what Tosfos means. We ended up reading Tosfos correctly. But it's for good reason we weren't 100% sure how to read Tosfos, because he says it is possible to read Tosfos differently. Ukvar efshel farish ibcha b'Tosfos, perush. Dehu ben benoy shara perta gadol, he's the grandson of perta gadol, kolaymer, don't say there are three Pirtas. Ela b'gemara tana v'hadim mefarish. Maybe the Gemara is teaching and then it's explaining. Benoy shor b'lezer ben Pirta dehu rab Pirta harishain. It says the son of Rab Elezer ben Pirta. Namely, dehu rab Pirta harishain. The first Rapirta, not the second Rapirta, is the grandson of Rapirta Gadol. Maybe the first Rapirta is the grandson of Rapirta Gadol. Rapirta Rishon ben Menashe Rapirta Gadol. Pirta Aviv Shel Reb Lezer. The Pirta is the father of Reb Lezer. Maybe you would say is Zekena Shel Zeh. He's the grandfather of the first one. Kolaymar V'Kali, the Reb Pirta, Zekenai, Reb Pirta Agadol. You could have learned Tosfos that way. You could have possibly learned Tosfos. Here, look back at Tosfos. The words of Tosfos are, Pirush, Dehu ben Benoish Reb Pirta Agadol. He is the grandson of Reb Pirta Agadol. Who? Who is the grandson of Pirta Agadol? Pirta Aviv Shel Reb Lezer. Pirta, the father of Lezer, who's the Keno Shel Zeh, who's the grandfather of the first Pirta. That's how we're reading Tosfos. That the grandson of Reb Pirta Agadol is Pirta, the father of Lezer, the grandson of the first Pirta. But the Yavin Shmuel is saying you could have theoretically learned Tosfos differently. Namely, Dehava ben Benoisha Reb Pirta Agadol. He's the grandson of Reb Pirta Agadol. And that is, the first Pirta is the grandson of Reb Pirta Agadol. That Pirta Aviv Shel Reb Lezer is the grandfather. But Amnam Zayira Doichik Atzim Lafarishkin, it's very Doichik to say that's what Tosfos means. Dimkein Loi Lema Ben Benoi Shel Reb Pirta. Then it didn't have to say the words Ben Benoi of Reb Pirta. If that's what it meant, then it didn't say, it didn't, the Gemara didn't have to say Ben Benoi Shel Reb Pirta. It could have just said Pirta Benoi Shel Reb Lezer Ben Pirta, and then define that Pirta is Reb Pirta Hagadah. In any event, the way the Yavin Shmuel is understanding Tosfos is that there are three Pirtas. There's Pirta, he's a grandson of Pirta, who in turn is a grandson of Reb Pirta Hagadol. Okay, it's just interesting that there's a sefer from a Kadmon on Klalei Hashas, and he has two ways of reading this Tosfos, but ultimately he says that what's taking, there are three individuals named Pirta here. And Bezus Hashem, we'll see everybody. We'll have to figure out when we're doing Daf Kuf Aleph this week. It depends how the day goes. Okay? Hatzlacha, everyone.
Thank you.
Kol tov. Kol tov. Be well. Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.